Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Brad Williams later on. Brad's doing live comedy this weekend in Salt Lake City. Going to venture out and try it. In the pandemic age, we'll ask him about that and what he's been doing. He's also a brand new dad. Past 3 or 4 months, I believe. Maybe longer than that. I don't think we talked to him since he had the baby.
And see how the trip down the lollipop trail was.
Yeah,
Josh
mentioned that, yeah. And, yeah, of course, it's Friday, right? It's Memorial Day weekend.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
One more day of sleeping in. That's what it means.
It means work from home on Monday. Or don't work at all. A lot of people don't work at all.
Yeah, a lot of people that do work will have a long weekend, but not retailers, of course. They're on the front line. They're out there working. Restaurants and bars in this town are going to be open. Well, bars across the street in a week, I believe, which by across the street, I mean Council Bluffs, Iowa.
And again,
Wichita, I don't know. I really check in the T95 crowd on this. We mentioned some restaurants are open down there, and we get some emails about that. I don't know the delineation about bars. It's kind of crazy. They're doing a bar one here in 2 weeks. Now, bars that don't serve food will be allowed to be open, but you won't be able to sit at the bar. And I don't even know what that means. And I don't think the governor knows what that means either. Bars that don't serve food will be open, but you can't sit at the bar. Now, bars that don't serve food sometimes are small hole in the walls without a lot of tables.
Yeah. And you sit at the bar and talk to people.
That's right.
That's the point of going there.
Right. Now, my wife said, well, why can't you sit at the bar with your partner and then leave 4 bar stools open? I said, yeah, that's good, but people are going to be waiting in line for those bar stools. Then eventually people are going to lean over people, and that ain't going to work either.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, even if you take away the bar stools, somebody's just going to walk up to the bar.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's an opening.
You're too close to the bartender then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why.
The other thing, yeah.
That's why, but I don't know what that means.
But who cares about the people that are working? They're fine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the flu before.
What the Kansas schedule is. I don't know their
well,
health.
We know the restaurants are opening because I have been open because we had the guy said he was outside of Red Robin and it was just packed. I think it depends on what kind of bar you hang out with and what kind of attitude of the people in there. But I think the people are not going to care because if the cops don't come and the owner doesn't care, they're going to pack the bar.
I will not be making the drive to Yellowstone this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Aw.
Well, it's 14 hours one way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hardly worth it.
Again, you could leave here right after the show. You're there by midnight tonight.
Yeah,
the pictures
14
I've
hours,
seen.
14 hours, just screw that.
I mean, you can get away from crowds, but there was a huge crowd. Granted, not in the middle of the summer, huge crowd.
Right.
The picture I saw was a bunch of people gathered around Old Faithful, and they were all on top of each other.
Right.
So I wanted to go to, like, an empty Yellowstone.
Well, they all have masks on? No, what am I talking about?
What are you thinking?
Right.
The picture I'm looking at, I don't see a mask.
I don't want to hear that it's not comfortable. By the way, it's really not that big a deal. I've been wearing mine more and more since I've been out a little more for split second things. And, you know, it's just there. It's on your face. You get used to it. You move on. As soon as you get in the car, walk to your car, you take the damn thing off.
Are you sure you can do that?
I do it all the time. I got some tires this weekend. It went shoot me yesterday. And I had to go pick up. I drop off the car and pick up the car. Walked in with my mask on, got the keys. Actually, they come out, but then one time I had to come out, get a little closer to get the keys. And the guy comes out with his mask on, gives me the keys. Now, it's a chain tire place, so they have good rules. You know, it's not privately owned. And some grease monkey in there saying, just come on in here.
Well, that's... Todd, the Grand Canyon National Park.
Yeah, I read that was going to open as
it's
well.
It's going to be open for Memorial Day weekend as well. But they're limiting cars and people and distancing and leaving and staying and services and turlets and things like that.
The new normal.
Here's another picture of Yellowstone. And there's got to be 100 cars in line waiting for the park to open up.
Well, you were going to go.
No, I wasn't.
I know, but you thought about it first. If you had a longer week, you were going to go.
I thought about it.
So you're not the only. So they were thinking the same thing you are.
Though. Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people that probably are taking it seriously that still want to travel. You know.
Well, I'd love to get out of town.
I love how you.
I was supposed to get out of town this weekend.
San Diego would have been nice, right?
Yeah, but if you want to go out, get out of town and be somewhere where there's not a lot of people, just stop in the middle of Wyoming.
Right.
On your way there.
Camp.
You could just. There's nobody in Wyoming.
That's true. Change the scenery.
Yeah.
I'll get out there
put
eventually.
Put a pup tent up, drink some vodka, pass out.
Yeah. In a different place that's not home.
I have a friend who has a ranch in Wyoming. You know, and
there you
it's 30,000 acres or whatever. And you could camp on it. You wouldn't have to deal with any people. So,
you doing that later this summer?
Considering visiting later in the summer.
All right.
Ramadan ends tomorrow, and Eid al-Fitr begins
I saw that on my calendar on my phone. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's a Muslim thing, right?
What are they observing during the Eid al-Fitr?
Now it's showing up on your phone.
The festival of breaking the fast marks the end of fasting for the holy month of Ramadan.
Oh, that's right. They can't eat sun up to sundown, right?
Yeah. During normal circumstances, Muslims gather for prayer
real
in the morning of the first day. Yeah. Depending on the country, celebrations include prayers outside and mosques or large halls. Following prayers, Muslims wish those around them a happy Eid before visiting relatives,
it's friends, Easter.
And possibly grave sites. Giving gifts of money to kids, donating to charity, and sweets are also common ways to celebrate.
So during Ramadan, they do the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca?
Once again.
And they kind of shut that down this year.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, yeah.
Well, Saudi Arabia is extending lockdown measures just as Muslims are reaching the end of Ramadan and preparing to celebrate Eid. The holiday would normally be celebrated with gatherings, but they're not. They're just limiting gatherings to just 5 people in Saudi Arabia. Normally, there's millions of Muslims that are showing up to visit Mecca and Medina, or Medina, I'm not sure which.
I think it's Medina.
But
Funky Fold, Medina.
But they have closed that off with a 24-hour curfew going into effect today.
Yeah, the virus is...
They're being safe.
Bigger than Muhammad.
Good for them.
The virus shut down Easter here, so...
Yeah, I saw there's a... Was he a Catholic priest or just a regular priest of some sort? He died in some church, and they're reopening that church because people were in there, and the head guy died of COVID.
Yeah.
So I'll see you Sunday.
And flags are being flown at half staff in honor of the coronavirus victims.
That's nice.
For the next 3 days.
You thought it was for Fred Willard, right?
Well, that was the other day.
That was the other day. That's right. I saw you text that out.
Is that so wrong?
No, I thought it was Fred Willard also.
I noticed that the flags were at half staff the other day.
Hey, what happened?
I wondered if it wasn't for Fred
Willard. No, it wasn't. We'd have done
damn
that.
Well should be.
Yeah.
Man was a national treasure.
Right.
Now, I don't mean to denigrate the reason that the flags were actually
true,
at half staff.
True, I don't. Right. But that was a private text.
Well, it was.
No, I liked it. I
you
liked
sent it.
It
to Tyler, so you knew that it
I sent
could.
It to everyone.
We like to peel back the curtain.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
40-year-old Leslie Caron out of Texas, 40-year-old Leslie Caron, female, was arrested on the charge of committing injury to the elderly.
Boy, that's a tough charge.
Yeah.
What does dumb bitch do?
Ms. Caron allegedly.
What does Caron do?
Ms. Caron, that's her last name.
Man, that's K-A-R-O-N. But she's total, is she a total Caron too?
She's 40. She allegedly kicked her live-in boyfriend.
Oh, how old is he?
74-year-old former Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in the ribs during an argument over him not calling a business partner.
So you're telling me eventually if my wife kicks me, I can get her on hitting the elderly, right?
Well, this is a 34-year difference.
Well, we're only 12-year difference. But eventually.
The former Lieutenant Governor told police that
I love that.
Leslie,
it was my husband.
She must take her home. Like kickboxing classes. If you get it up and kick him in the ribs.
Right.
Well, maybe she knocked him over.
Yeah, maybe he's down. She kicked him.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You could do it that way, too.
He told police that she had left their home and come back 4 days later, and the two started arguing again. That's when she apparently hit him with a pot, then scratched and bit him, according to ABC Houston. He went to the doctor, and x-rays confirmed he had two broken ribs.
Whoa.
She said that she did not assault her boyfriend of a year and said that he was injured after moving things at the warehouse, but she just couldn't figure out how he fractured his ribs.
They've been dating only a year, so he pulled that and he was 73. She was 39. Good
74,
for him.
74, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Good for him. Except now.
She was arrested and issued a no-contact order.
A gold digger. I'm sure she's a gold digger. Gold digger's a crazy bitch, huh?
He served up until 2014. He served 12 years as the lieutenant governor, and then he said, I'm not interested in filing any charges against Leslie. She's a remarkable woman with many fine attributes. I wish her all the best in life.
Except she kicked me in the ribs.
I imagine.
Suck, man.
Well, if he doesn't want this to go to trial,
right.
There's a reason.
Yeah. He likes getting laid by a 40-year-old.
No, there's more to the story.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more to the story.
Well, once again.
And not necessarily this individual story, but in a general
sense.
They
probably have a volatile relationship.
He doesn't want stuff getting out.
Right.
That's what I figured.
Probably a cuckold
situation.
That, he probably watches her bang guys.
That or, you know.
I'm making
she just,
my own story now.
She's just intimidating him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's afraid of her.
I would be.
So would I. He's 74. And she's a kickboxer, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. She'll certainly hit you upside the gourd with a pot.
Well, see, that would hurt.
It would.
Yeah, that could
By
kill
the way,
you.
They're not husband and wife. Why doesn't he dump her? That's a great point. Is she a live-in? Yeah, of course she is.
She's a live-in, but then she was gone for 4 days and came back, and that's when this happened. And then keep in mind, as part of his statement, he says, I wish her all the best in life, which means... You go head on.
Right, she's moving on.
Yeah, she's moving on.
Well, you know what? There is a lot of domestic violence right now. The cops, that's all they're doing. We know a cop. My wife was talking to him the other day, and he says it's domestic violence, and there's two things that cops are doing right now. Oh, mental. Everybody's freaking out, so there's a lot of mental stuff. People are calling because they're having trouble mentally. So, yeah, but domestic violence, and that's the main calls the cops are getting, in at least in this city. You know?
I think didn't I read New York City started a task force for domestic violence?
Well, you're home and you're both pissed off, but you don't hit each other.
Yeah, be nice.
Now, a lot of guys are obviously hurting their women. In this situation, the woman's hitting a guy with a pot.
Yeah, she probably tore him up, though. That's why he let her hang around.
Probably, but she was gone 4 days. I mean, she was tearing somebody else up, don't you think?
I would guess
she's tired of the old man.
Yeah, but he didn't care. As long as he gets torn up every once in a while.
Yeah, you want to take a pot to the head?
That depends.
Depending how good it was, right?
Really depends
what
on the woman.
That depends.
Depends on really. What she's doing to him.
It really
it does.
Right, right.
It's a risk-reward situation there.
Right. Yeah, what was she doing with her fingers? Things like that.
Whatever. Is it fingers? Who cares
whatever,
what she's doing
body,
it with?
Whatever she's doing with her tongue, whatever. Hit me in the head with a pot, I don't care.
Well, if that's what it takes.
Right, I'm with you. All right, come on over.
Changed your mind, did you?
I changed my mind quickly. Well, I know that's what it was.
Well, if you're going to do that.
She's 40 years old. He's 74. I mean, she's grateful.
Yeah, damn.
Now, is there a mugshot? She was arrested.
Yeah.
What'd she look like?
She's okay. Okay. She's fine.
Is he like an old-looking 74-year-old guy? Typical?
No.
Okay.
Or the shot I saw, that might have been from several years ago when he was still lieutenant governor. Right. If you want to look her up, Leslie Caron, C-A-R-O-N. You can put her mug shot up.
All right. She's available.
Maybe, yeah. Depending on what she was doing for those 4 days. Mm-hmm. Out of Winfield, Kansas, about 45 minutes southeast of Wichita, a Kansas preschool teacher. Based in a retirement village, is the 2020 National Teacher of the Year.
Congratulations.
So congratulations.
That's a tough gig. Teaching anything's a tough gig.
That's right.
If you do it well, you could be a bad teacher.
And apparently
teacher.
She does.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Anybody can be a bad teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. I'm sure your kids will attest.
Yes.
That anybody.
Oh. Well, look at them.
Can be a bad teacher.
It's always a teacher's fault. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure many parents in the last couple months have realized that they're bad teachers.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know I have.
Did you find a picture of Leslie Caron?
Yeah.
What'd she look like?
She's not hideous. She doesn't, and she doesn't look all that crazy.
Is she biggin?
No. No, it didn't seem to be. But
no,
it's a mugshot.
No, she didn't seem to be.
And
it's
then he's 74? Okay, well, and he's 74.
I am reading that there are a lot more parents out there who seem to appreciate teachers more over the past couple of months.
Yeah, what the numbers bear that out.
Yeah, I didn't have to help my kids with their work because they're older, but I couldn't imagine having a younger one like Puss did around the house.
And she didn't come to me for anything.
I know, but even though you're right, yeah.
Thank God.
But she in fifth grade or sixth grade?
Yeah, just finished fifth grade.
Okay, so fifth grade math, I would go, I'm out.
Well, it's again
different ways of doing stuff. You got to show your work.
Yeah, it's the process.
Right, it's the process.
Like I can get her to the answer, but I don't have any idea how she's supposed to get there.
No, we went about it a different way. We were taught to go about it a different way.
Yeah,
and it's not right if she does it the way I show her. You know, so you don't want my help.
Most Americans say they've worn a mask in public.
Pussies.
Both Democrats and Republicans. A new survey from the Democracy Fund and the UCLA Nationscape Project found that more than 4 out of 5 people have covered their face, including 90% of people aged 65 and older.
It's caring people. I wish I would have saved the stupid meme yesterday. It was one of those it was like the worst one ever. I'm not wearing a mask because I don't care about your insecurities or something like that. I said, don't, that's not why you wear it, you dumbass.
Nice.
You wear it to protect other people.
Yeah, why don't you just say
empathy?
I don't wear a mask because I'm a dick. Because I'm a selfish dick.
You are
dick.
A dick, man. Because it crosses party lines where people are wearing. 84% heard coming in are wearing masks around the country. That might mean more in certain parts of the country.
Sure.
I know New York, they're all wearing them apparently. But 84% of the country says they're wearing a mask. Yeah. So if you're against the mask, like the orange Hitler there, then you know what? You don't care. No empathy. You're just a dick.
No, I think people don't wear masks.
It actually means you're a puss.
Yeah, you are a puss.
Yeah, you're a wuss if you don't.
Right.
But they're proud not to wear a mask. Just show what side they're on.
Well, if you're proud to be a wuss, go ahead.
Right. Because you are a wuss.
And everyone knows it.
Yep.
Everyone knows it's not about you keeping yourself safe.
No. Nope.
It's about other people. And if you don't care about other people, you're obvious.
You're a wuss.
British nudist organization cares about other people.
Yeah.
By the way, they're reporting a one.
How's LD doing? Anybody check in with LD? LD should call us sometime. No, it's not.
Naked.
Send us an email.
Yeah.
Let us know you're okay.
Not on the air. Don't call us on the air, but LD, let us know.
Are you really naked if you're wearing a face mask?
Not for us.
Your junk's hanging out. You're naked.
You know, our definition of nudity is a little skewed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if we see pictures of someone that is technically nude, but you don't see any genitalia, it doesn't really count.
Yeah, naked chicks are back to us.
If you are actually nude and you can see genitalia, if you are wearing socks and a mask, you are naked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll take that.
You are. Because we talked about it. You were the strippers, gloves, and a mask, you're naked. Because you're naked.
Well, even
LD. You can see boobs and vagina and butt, you're naked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or any one of those three.
You're naked.
Right, but we're always disappointed when somebody says, there's topless pics of this chick.
No, they're not. She's got her hands over her nipples, not topless.
And she's covering up her boobs. No, You're not topless. We need to see nipples.
Free the nipple. Free the nipple.
British nudist organization reporting a 100% increase in new members since the pandemic. British Naturism has logged at least 210 new members in the last couple of months. Nudists in isolation are reportedly participating in virtual gatherings and events.
Oh, so they're naked online from their couch.
That's a good band.
Oh, great.
Nudists in isolation.
Including naked yoga. And nude morning coffee meetings.
I'm picturing a lot of hot chicks, but there's a lot of dudes like Todd bending over in that naked yoga, too. Nothing wrong with Todd, just don't want to see his naked ass.
Well, maybe that's just where the camera's pointed.
Right.
Other proponents of going nude in isolation point to practical benefits like avoiding unnecessary trips to the laundromat.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I've cut a few things out that were unnecessary, but laundry is, you need that.
Yeah, but you know, if you got to go to the laundromat and go out in public,
that means you're just naked guys with guts and hanging over their junk on their couch.
Well, if that's how you choose to look at it, that's fine.
I would say next. Can you swipe? Give me a chick in front of her.
Well, in your head, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can. But if the dude is the one that's in your head,
move your hairy ass out of the way.
Yeah,
show me your wife.
See, I don't think of it like that.
All right.
I think of some, you know, hot woman going into the fridge and, you know, getting something out of there, wandering around, bringing me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring a virtual sandwich, right.
Naked, pouring milk on herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happening all the time
with the new nudists.
So I'm picturing LD naked like we always do.
See, that's on you.
Yeah, I know.
LD naked, pouring milk all over himself.
That is on you.
Oh, enjoy your breakfast.
Put that in your bag.
I haven't seen LD in person for, 2 months now. Love you, brother. He's sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's working at home, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't touched pants in months.
He's probably drinking a lot, too. All right. But really, really, let us know what you're doing, LD, when you hear this at 3 this afternoon.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.